This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Intrarosa. Active ingredient, prasterone. This leaflet provides important information about using Intrarosa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Intrarosa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Intrarosa? Intrarosa contains the active ingredient prasterone. Prasterone belongs to a class of drugs known as steroids. Intrarosa is used to treat vulvar and vaginal atrophy in postmenopausal women with moderate to severe symptoms. Prasterone is used to replace missing natural steroids in some women, in order to relieve menopausal symptoms of vulvar and vaginal atrophy such as vaginal dryness, pain during sexual activity, irritation, or itching. Intrarosa is a local hormone replacement therapy, HRT. What should I know before I use Intrarosa? Warnings. Do not use Intrarosa if you are allergic to prasterone or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You have or have ever had breast cancer, or if you are suspected of having it. You have cancer which is sensitive to estrogens, such as cancer of the womb lining, endometrium, or if you are suspected of having it. You have excessive thickening of the womb lining, endometrial hyperplasia that is not being treated. You have or have ever had a blood clot in a vein, thrombosis, such as in the legs, deep venous thrombosis, or the lungs, pulmonary embolism. You have a blood clotting disorder, such as protein C, protein S, or antithrombin deficiency. You have or recently have had a disease caused by blood clots in the arteries, such as a heart attack, stroke, or angina. You have or have ever had a liver disease. Annual liver function tests have not returned to normal. You have a rare blood problem called porphyria which is passed down in families, inherited. You are pregnant, or suspect you may be. You are breastfeeding. You have vaginal bleeding that has not been diagnosed. If any of the above conditions appear for the first time while taking Intrarosa, stop taking it at once and consult your doctor immediately. Check with your doctor if you have a vaginal infection. The infection will need to be treated with antibiotics before starting treatment with Intrarosa. Take any medicines for any other condition. The use of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, carries risks which need to be considered when deciding whether to start taking it or whether to carry on taking it. Before you start or restart HRT, your doctor will ask about your own and your family's medical history. Your doctor may decide to perform a physical examination. This may include an examination of your breasts and or an internal examination, if necessary. Once you have started treatment, you should see your doctor for regular checkups. Tell your doctor if you have ever had any of the following problems before you start the treatment, as these may return or become worse during treatment with Intrarosa. If so, you should see your doctor more often for checkups. Fibroids inside your womb, growth of womb lining outside your womb, endometriosis, or a history of excessive growth of the womb lining, endometrial hyperplasia. Increased risk of developing blood clots, see blood clots in a vein, thrombosis. Increased risk of getting an estrogen-sensitive cancer, such as having a mother, sister, or grandmother who has had breast cancer. High blood pressure. A liver disorder, such as a benign liver tumor. Diabetes. Gallstones. Migraine, or severe headaches. A disease of the immune system that affects many organs of the body, systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. Epilepsy. Asthma. A disease affecting the eardrum and hearing, otosclerosis. A very high level of fat in your blood, triglycerides. Fluid retention due to cardiac or kidney problems. HRT and cancer. Intrarosa has not been studied in women with current or history of cancers. Excessive thickening of the lining of the womb, endometrial hyperplasia and cancer of the lining of the womb, endometrial cancer. Taking estrogen-only HRT tablets for a long time can increase the risk of developing cancer of the womb lining, the endometrium. It is uncertain whether a risk exists with local vaginally administered products like Intrarosa used for long-term, more than 1 year treatments. If you get bleeding or spotting, it's usually nothing to worry about, but you should make an appointment to see your doctor. It could be a sign that your endometrium has become thicker. The following risks apply to HRT medicines which circulate in the blood. It is not known how these risks apply to locally administered treatments such as Intrarosa. You should talk to your doctor if you are concerned. Breast cancer. Evidence suggests that taking combined estrogen, progestogen and possibly also estrogen-only HRT increases the risk of breast cancer. The risk depends on how long you are using HRT. The additional risk becomes clear within a few years, however, it returns to normal within a few years, at most 5 after stopping treatment. Regularly check your breasts. See your doctor if you notice any changes such as dimpling of the skin, changes in the nipple, any lumps you can see or feel. Additionally, you are advised to join mammography screening programs when offered to you. Ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer is rare, much rarer than breast cancer. The use of estrogen-only HRT has been associated with a slightly increased risk of ovarian cancer. The risk of ovarian cancer varies with age. For example, in women aged 50 to 54 who are not taking HRT, about 2 women in 2000 will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer over a 5-year period. For women who have been taking HRT for 5 years, there will be about 3 cases per 2,000 users, i.e. about 1 extra case. Cases of ovarian and breast cancer have rarely been reported in women treated with 6.5 mg of prasterone for 52 weeks. Effect of HRT on heart and circulation. Intrarosa has not been studied in women with history of thromboembolic diseases, uncontrolled hypertension, or heart disease. Blood clots in a vein, thrombosis. The risk of blood clots in the veins is about 1.3 to 3 times higher in HRT users than in non-users, especially during the first year of taking it. Blood clots can be serious, and if one travels to the lungs, it can cause chest pain, breathlessness, fainting, or even death. You are more likely to get a blood clot in your veins as you get older, and if any of the following applies to you, inform your doctor if any of these situations apply to you. You are unable to walk for a long time because of major surgery, injury, or illness. You are seriously overweight, BMI greater than 30 kg/m². You have any blood clotting problem that needs long-term treatment with a medicine used to prevent blood clots. If any of your close relatives has ever had a blood clot in the leg, lung, or another organ, you have systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. You have cancer. You have recently had a baby. For signs of a blood clot, see stop using Intrarosa and see a doctor immediately under Section 5. Heart disease, heart attack / hypertension. For women taking estrogen-only therapy, there is no increased risk of developing a heart disease. Stroke. The risk of getting stroke is about 1.5 times higher in HRT users than in non-users. The number of extra cases of stroke due to use of HRT will increase with age. Other conditions. HRT can increase the levels of some plasma-binding proteins such as thyroid-binding globulin. Hormone concentrations remain unchanged. HRT will not prevent memory loss. There is some evidence of a higher risk of memory loss in women who start using HRT after the age of 65. Speak to your doctor for advice. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Intrarosa is for use in postmenopausal women only. If you become pregnant, or think you may be pregnant, stop taking Intrarosa immediately, and contact your doctor. Intrarosa is not recommended for use during breastfeeding. It is unknown if this medicine is excreted in human milk, children and adolescents. Intrarosa is only used in postmenopausal adult women. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Intrarosa and affect how it works. Interactions of Intrarosa with other drugs have not been established. The use of Intrarosa in combination with HRT, estrogen only, or estrogen-progestogen combination, or androgen treatment, or vaginal estrogens is not recommended. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Intrarosa. How do I use Intrarosa? How much to take? 1 pessary once a day. Follow the instructions provided and use Intrarosa until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Intrarosa? Intra-rosa should be used at bedtime. How to use intra-rosa? Empty your bladder and wash and dry your hands before handling the pessary and the applicator. Tear off one pessary along the perforations from the pessary strip. Place the pessary in your vagina with the provided applicator, A, or with your fingers, B. Do not use any other applicator. A. Using the applicator. Step 1. 1A. Remove one applicator from the package. 1B. The applicator must be activated before use. Pull back on the plunger until it stops to activate the applicator. Place the applicator on a clean surface. Step 2. Slowly pull the plastic tabs on the pessary away from each other while keeping the pessary still between your fingers. Carefully remove the pessary from the plastic wrap. If a pessary falls on an unsanitary surface, throw it away and open a new one. Step 3. Place the flat end of the pessary into the open end of the activated applicator as shown. You are now ready to insert the pessary into your vagina. Step 4. Hold the applicator between your thumb and middle finger. Leave your index, pointer finger free to press the applicator plunger after the applicator is inserted into your vagina. Step 5. Select the position for insertion of the pessary that is most comfortable for you. 5A. Lying position. 5B. Standing position. Step 6. Gently slide the pessary end of the applicator into your vagina as far as it will comfortably go. Do not use force. Step 7. Press the applicator plunger with your index, pointer finger to release the pessary. Remove the applicator. Wash it, or throw it away, after using for 1 week. Two extra applicators are provided. To wash the applicator, take the applicator apart by pulling the plunger out of the body of the applicator. Rinse the two pieces for 30 seconds under running water. Wipe dry with a clean paper towel or something similar and reassemble. Store the washed applicator in a clean place, separate to the unused applicators. B. Using fingers. Unwrap the pessary as shown in step 2. Place the pessary into your vagina with your fingers as far as it can comfortably go. Do not use force. If you forget to use intra-rosa, intra-rosa should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, use one as soon as you remember. If your next dose is due in less than 8 hours, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not use more than one pessary at a time. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you think that you have used too much intra-rosa, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using intra-rosa? Things you should do. Once you have started using intra-rosa, you should see your doctor for regular checkups, at least every 6 months, or as clinically appropriate. At these checkups, discuss with your doctor the benefits and risks of continuing with intra-rosa. Go for regular pap tests, gynecological and breast exams, as recommended by your doctor. You may have vaginal discharge due to melting of the hard fat base, which adds to increased vaginal secretions due to treatment. If vaginal discharge occurs, you are not required to stop intra-rosa. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using intra-rosa. Things you should not do. Do not use condoms, diaphragms, or cervical caps made of latex when using intra-rosa, as they may become damaged. Stop using intra-rosa and see a doctor immediately if you notice any of the following conditions when taking intra-rosa. Any of the conditions mentioned in section 2 under What Should I Know Before I Use intra-rosa. Yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes. Jaundice. These may be signs of a liver disease. Become pregnant. A large rise in your blood pressure. Symptoms may be headache, tiredness, dizziness, migraine-like headaches which happen for the first time. If you notice signs of a blood clot, such as painful swelling and redness of the legs, sudden chest pain, difficulty in breathing, driving, or using machines. Intra-rosa does not affect your ability to drive or use any machines or tools. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store below 30 degrees Celsius in original package to protect from light. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Do not freeze. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Vaginal discharge. The leakage can be due to the melting of the hard fat ingredient, and, or the increased vaginal secretions. Weight fluctuation. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. A change in your breast exam or pap test results can occur while you take Intrarosa. Your healthcare professional will decide when to perform breast exams and pap tests and will interpret the results. The following diseases are reported more often in women using HRT medicines which circulate in the blood compared to women not using HRT. These risks apply less to vaginally administered estrogen treatments. Breast cancer. Ovarian cancer. Blood clots in the veins of the legs or lungs. Venous thromboembolism. Heart disease. Stroke. The following side effects have been reported with other HRT containing estrogens. Gallbladder disease. Various skin disorders. Memory loss. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. 1 Intrarosa contains active ingredient, main ingredient, prasterone. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, hard fat, potential allergens, none. The product is supplied with an applicator made of LDPE and 1% colorant, titanium dioxide. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Intrarosa looks like. Intrarosa is a white to off-white, bullet-shaped pessary, approximately 28 mm long and 9 mm in diameter at its widest end. Intrarosa comes in PVC/LDPE blister packs of 7 pessaries each. Intrarosa is available as a pack of 28 pessaries packaged with 6 reusable applicators. You can reuse each applicator for up to 1 week. 2 extra applicators are provided in case you need them. Intrarosa may also be available as a starter pack of 7 pessaries and 1 reusable applicator. *391550. Who distributes Intrarosa? Theramex Australia Pty Limited, Level 22, 60 Margaret Street, Sydney, New South Wales 20001800 Theramex, or 1-800-843-726. Email medinfo.au at theramex.com. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023.